And the purpose of that was to pull a load of hay
mm-hmm.
into that driveway, and then either with a hay fork, it were called,
mm-hmm.
you'd pick that hay up and move it back into the hay mound.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was one type. And then there's another type that was known as a bank barn.
Mm-hmm.
That you could drive in on one level, some of these houses are built now, you know.
Split
and then on the lower level, livestock could go in there, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I think up here on 59 there was one round barn. It's the only one I know of.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the hay mow, what part of the barn would that be?
That was up in the upper part, mm-hmm. under the roof.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call it, Mrs. Hay loft.
Okay.
The hay loft.
Or hay mow.
Yeah, hay mow.
Did they ever have, what would some other parts be inside the barn? I mean, did you?
Well, there'd be the stalls where the livestock were.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be the part in which you put their hay, which was a manger.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
No, that's just a little thing in front of the stall.
Hmm?
Is that just maybe a little thing in front of the stall, or...?
Yeah, uh-huh. It usually run the full length of your stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And it was usually sloped like this, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then for horses, at least, you always had a small box about this big. That's what you call a feed box, and that's where you put their corn and oats and bran and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a part of the barn other than the hay mow where you store hay, maybe on the ground floor? That would work for that?
Not around here. Most hay was stored in the hay mow.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't have a term like bay or ground mow or anything like
no,
that?
No.
Hay den. Okay. Let's see. Oh yeah, two things I want to back up. The what do you call a sort of open building? Maybe frequently in the field where you'd store ears of corn.
Oh, we call that a corn crib.
Okay. How about either a building or a part of a building where you'd store smaller grain like wheat or something like that?
Well, that was sometimes called a bin,
mm-hmm.
but other times it was called a granary.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if it happened to be a small building built for that purpose. See?
Mm-hmm. Do they always pronounce granary quite that way, or?
No, most people around here call it a granary.
Yeah.
And that's not right, I don't believe.
But I
can understand why it became a granary, because it put grain in it. See?
Mm-hmm. In the old days when they would harvest hay, what would some of the things they'd do to harvest it? What would they do?
Well, the first place they did was to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was done with a horse-drawn mower.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sickle bar arrangement,
mm-hmm.
which is still in use. I mean, the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it had cured... A lot of farmers, or several farmers, had a piece of machinery which they called a tedder.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very ingenious, you've seen them probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you know what I'm talking about? Well, it was an ingenious piece of equipment because it had a bar that rotated on the back of it like this, and fastened to that were some little forks that stuck down like this.
Oh.
And you drove across the hay field, and these forks cut the hay and tossed it. See? Mm.